Paddy the Hooligan Hooligan.
Paddy Hooligan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Life is good, I have to say. Now, this is probably been the best year of my life. I turned 27 last week, I think it was the week before, but 26 to 27. Wow. It was pretty all right.
Okay, where would you be ranked in the world now of UFC? If there's a, I don't know what
really
way it works.
I'm not really sure where I am in the ranking systems now, but I'm 2-1 in the UFC now, so I've won 2, lost 1. And then professionally, I'm 11-1.
Okay.
So the goal is always to go to the top and get the goals.
Absolutely.
And
in other words, you're not afraid of anyone.
Hell no. So I'm packed in the managing director spot out there, haven't I?
Yes.
Yeah, he's politely asked me to ask you. No, he hasn't.
I'll be out in 15 minutes. Let's
do this. He'll be fine.
I'll fight you for the spot.
Just getting nice and tight to the mic there. Now, tell us this. Okay, so we have this idea. Last night here on 2FM, we gave away $5,000, tickets to the Conor McGregor fight, and a couple of nights in a 4-star hotel, 5 nights, in fact, in Vegas. Everybody's talking about this fight. Everybody thinks they now are a UFC professional, or they know everything about it. We're all jumping onto that bandwagon.
Or they've at least grown a beard and started wearing clothes that don't fit them properly.
They're doing a little bit of that as
well. This is true, isn't it?
So you can bring us the Bluffer's Guide to UFC. First of all, to be in the UFC, do you have to have a beard?
No, you don't have to have a beard to be
in the
UFC.
Can they swing you by it?
I'm sure if you have a good beard, they would appreciate it, you know what I mean? But don't come in with one of them little half-ass beards. Patchy beard.
No, you have a good proper Luke Kelly on you.
Oh, this is it. This is a Luke, isn't it? This is thick. It does well.
Okay, Paddy, explain, because it's all part of MMA and UFC, explain to us, what it's all about.
Well, all the way from the start, the vocabulary that I do hear about it is people, it starts off as a cage fighter. So you get that little granny in the shop, oh, you do that karate in the cage fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but if she knows that it's like we're going somewhere with this sport, if the women in the shop start selling you the newspaper or saying it to you, but from people call it cage fighting, that would be the equivalent of calling a boxer a ring fighter.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, don't be looking at me.
So it's more than that.
It's the vocabulary of it, and people don't understand us, so we understand what they're saying. MMA stands for mixed martial arts, which is a combination of judo, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, all the different arts together.
See, some people think it just looks like a free-for-all in the ring, but it's a disciplined sport. There's a lot of markings, there's a lot of things you've got to do and got to be disciplined at. It's not just two lads just smacking the shite out of each other.
Oh, it is that too now.
Okay.
Well, it's definitely it's premeditated, and every situation has hundreds of hours spent in it. It's like a jigsaw.
Yeah.
Every piece you've got to know the direction you're going, and it's very dangerous, you know what I mean? If you go left when you should have went right, like, that can end up in A&E.
Yeah.
And how do they market? You know what I mean? Because there's a point of contact in boxing and stuff like that. You know, how are you actually marked by the judges if it's at the end they have to make a decision?
Well, takedowns count a lot as well. So if someone is a striker and someone is a wrestler, the guy that's like, there's kind of an awful style of where someone just keeps taking someone down and holding them down, the referee lets them stand up, and it's a horrible thing. But for me, I've never really thought about the scoring system. I'm trying to kill you in there, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get you out there. I'm trying to submit you. I'm trying to knock you out. But and more than likely, that attitude leads to the winning each round.
Yeah,
so that's what it's about. But then you can meet guys that are point fighters, and they're stylistically trimming around the edge.
They reckon that's why boxing has got so bad with the Floyd Mayweather.
So boring.
The Mayweather fight was all about tactics and strategy and defense and defense and defense. And you're thinking, if boxing or fighting or MMA, defense is not good. The other guy's just going to come at you if you're just constantly defending.
Yeah, but you can. Mayweather is the best in the world at that, and as an athlete and a boxer, he's absolutely amazing. But as a human being, I don't really rate him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you've got to respect the fact that he's in there with Manny Pacquiao as well. You know what I mean? But to me, boxing would be back to the day of the guys like Charles Burley, and these guys like that, Rocky Marciano.
He
would have had to kill them and their family to take that belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, these guys are doing, and they're doing 15 rounds, and they're going at it. You know what I mean? But then with Ali and things like that, he came in and brought the moving and the slipping and the dodging and then it all developed. Everything evolves. Look, MMA is evolving. It started off with two big, huge guys, one with no gloves, and now here we are in a legit sport.
And you've got to be so fit and so healthy. When we see the pictures, of because of the style of fighting, because everything's nearly allowed, every part of your body has got to be pulled, well, not pumped up, but it's got to be as fit as every other part.
Well, you are very lean over there, Paddy.
Yeah, I'm like a microwaved rake.
You have said that MMA fighters are by far the most dedicated athletes on the planet, and footballers don't even come close to that.
Now, I said this because I have a cousin that is a footballer, okay. And I'd be like, do you want to do this? Oh, no, I have pre-season training. It's like, when is the season starting? What's pre-season training? Oh, I have to run for 90 minutes. And, 90 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you train for what you're going to do. And he plays goalkeeper as well, so what are you running for 90 minutes? I've never seen a goalkeeper running for 90 minutes. But, For me, you have to be smart about your training, and I think that they're definitely the most clever martial art athletes on the planet. You know what I mean? We have different situations. We have, every day is different for us, where football is football every day.
So what is the training like? For, let's say you're coming up towards a fight. What sort of level of training? Many hours a day?
Well, we train twice a day, so you'll probably do 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening, and it'll be like one heavy session and one light session, which with light will be like, as I'm saying, collecting the jigsaw pieces with like working a certain taking a section out from the game and putting her on the fence, or certain shots to close the distance, and different things like this. That's what makes it difficult.
And you get sparring partners in where you just knock them out and throw them off and then get a little
we actually value humans.
Do you?
Yes. Some people mightn't think this, but yes, we do.
Okay.
Now, we have one of the kind of the best vibes at SBG Ireland, and we are family rather than a gym. So we treat each other like if you get into spar with one of the pros, he's not just going to really, he will test your level.
Yeah.
Two guys are a good level, they can have a spar. We're a clever spar, and it's I've done 10 rounds of boxing today. So
today already
10 3-minute rounds.
Jesus.
Today. So like,
wow.
And here we are doing an interview. You know what I mean? So that's the way it has to be.
This is probably tougher, is it?
I just roll with it all. I don't get levels of toughness.
I want to talk about Conor and what to expect, because that's what everyone is talking about, and your next fight coming up as well. We'll take a track. You're okay for time, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. It's a good track.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
After that, so do I.
Your girl just kissed the girl. I do buy.
Shit.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome lumber. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surf, board, and high tide. I can just roll up because I'm swole up. So that birthday cake. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No thoughts, only in the color covers. I said, records, wretches, hold up.
I said, records, wretches, hold up.
I know you came here to see. If you're afraid, then you come out with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real. It's going down further than FEMA's. Girls get wetter than Katrina. Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tints by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up congas.
I know who you came here to see.
Drop it, shake it, pop it. for real.
There's Flo Rida. Was that okay, Paddy?
That was a chill.
Okay.
It was
now.
So good we took a bit of a silence after it, Colin.
Just safe now. Yeah. No, because you were just saying there, Paddy, the hooligan, Houlihan is with us. And you were just saying that even, you know, guys are just going to take selfies, but you're always ready, not ready to pounce, but your body is like a fighting machine.
Well, your mind is like, I think as Connor called it, a self-defense mind, you know what I mean? Yeah. Your mind is always, well, before I started, I was always had that mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I grew up in Jobstown, Tallaght, as you know. You know what I mean? You gotta, if someone's going to grab you from behind, they better be getting ready to be thrown. You know?
If someone's going to grab me from behind, they better really watch out.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the last time we were speaking,
different tactics.
Yeah. Tactics, yeah. But the last time we were speaking, you just got out and you got your man Hoover.
Yeah, that was a good humor.
Was it? Is it still working?
Oh, it's an animal, yeah. It's...
Do you use it? Like, would you swing it around? You're smacking off the wall.
Why do you want to just swing everything around?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you beat up your Hoover?
Because I hear you're a good man with the iron as well.
Man, I am the most rounded human being on the planet.
Really?
All right? I can iron, I can fish, yeah. I can train dogs, I can coach, I can fight. I'm trying to get it all, you know?
You can iron, fish, and train dogs. I can see you doing that at the same time.
I wasn't saying individually. I meant at the same time.
Iron in one hand, rod in the other, and you're just shouting, sit!
Down, Frank.
I can't picture you doing a domestic lifestyle because I only ever see you with your top off kicking the shite out of somebody. So I can't picture you there cooking dinner. Are you a good cook?
You have to. It's part of being a fighter. I'd say number two on the list would be a cook. Yeah, I'm the business. Yeah,
what are you
cooking? I roast a lot of stuff, like, so I'd put like stuff on for 10 hours. Like, I'd put
10 hours?
Put a leg of lamb on for 10 hours, man, and come back to it, and you will turn Viking.
But how do you know what you want 10 hours before?
Because
you're from
that's a good question.
Next from the fast food generation. Yeah, it's called planning. You know,
because
what I mean?
I have to plan my life because it's part of my career.
Okay,
so.
That's
a good question.
How do you know what you're going to do 10 hours before?
Maybe that's a new skill as well.
Yeah.
I'm adding that to the list.
Yeah, planning what to do. So you roast a big old lamb.
Yeah, and roast a leg of lamb. I would, and probably sit down.
Would you eat the whole thing yourself?
Every bit of it. Yeah, the dog might get a bit that drops on the floor.
Yeah,
that'd be it. And I would be angry that he got it.
So would you fight him for it?
I might.
See there.
What's your dog like? Because I can't picture you having a chihuahua.
No. I have a boxer dog. I've always had boxer dogs since I was a kid. They're absolutely amazing. I think that they actually take your personality and they kind of adapt a little bit of it. And you never want a dog that's smarter than you, Al.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they always stay just under.
And I run the risk of that, so I have to get small dogs with small brains. Yeah.
Stop baby walking you.
Do you know, in life, just in the last couple of minutes there's been some amazing sort of little, you know, just little vignettes of life. You never get a dog that's smarter than you, and you should know what you're going to eat 10 hours before you eat it. I mean, that in life, that's all you need, isn't it?
It's a simple life that we have, you know what I mean? Know the animals that you want to have and know what you want to eat.
And that's funny that you say simple life that we have. It's a complete lifestyle.
Oh,
I mean, this is not just like one part of your life.
No, well, it's always been a lifestyle, and I love it as a lifestyle. Mm. I get to wake up in the morning. Kind of like farmer time, what has to be done, you know what I mean? Tie a bit on the gate, kind of like that. And then, like, what do I have to train today? Yeah. What do I feel like I've been? And, like, my head kind of dreams of this sport, you know what I mean? Even when I go to sleep, it's not gone, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about something. Sometimes I wake up and I have a plan in my head, and then it's like artistic nearly. I want to go to the gym, I want to work it out, and I have a new grip or a new way to throw a certain shot. And it's just addictive, and it keeps going and evolving. It takes so much mind space.
So you're not thinking, look, what's the next domestic item I need to buy?
No, not
don't
really.
Have a great toaster.
No, that stuff just happens around you. Yeah. You don't eat toast.
I don't really eat toast, no.
Why?
Because I don't eat like, carbohydrates, really. I'd eat toast sometimes, like when you want to have that bit of bread where you get the texture, the taste for it, but mostly paleo.
Paleo, okay. So again, just describe paleo. This is like the primitive man's diet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like if it didn't have eyes or it didn't grow. That's a good way of looking at it. You can't eat. Or if a caveman couldn't have had it or converted it into food, you can't eat it.
So you're a good man for your steak.
I'm an animal.
Oh, stop. I love it. Do you have a medium or raw?
No, we'd probably the steak and a stone. Do you ever see
I don't know if I would mention it.
There's a place up in up close to us.
I know what you're talking about. It's on the motorway
It's
the pushing still.
The best steak on the stone.
I would see you chasing your steak down.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'll be dragging a deer into the pushing and saying, get me a stone.
Okay, Conor McGregor, is he going to do it?
course, man. I think this is lion versus lion. That's what this is. And Connor's a young lion, and he's going to do
it's the lion versus the lion. They're two lions.
Well, yeah. Connor's a young Aldo's lion compared to Aldo, and Aldo's been on the top for a long, long time. But Connor, the way he sees it straight away, he said it from the start. He went through a lot of wars.
If he wins, this is going to turn UFC. This will be like Italia 90 for UFC in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Every kid is going to want to go out and learn UFC. So it's going to be huge for people like yourself. Yeah.
Learn MMA. So learning it, just as we were on that thing, people do say, oh, you do UFC fighting and things like that is UFC fighting would be like learning premiership,
right?
You know what I mean, as an art form. So like as kids are coming through, and it's an easy mistake to be made like that. But I do think that if Conor wins, this is going to be the biggest thing. This could be bigger than Katie Taylor's medal in the Olympics.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is the biggest thing probably that have ever happened, and people don't know how big this is yet. We knew how big it was a long time ago, and we predicted this.
Are you trying to get a fight in Vegas?
I'm always trying to get a fight.
Yeah, but Vegas.
Oh yeah, I'm going to fight there too. Yeah, well, I'm only back from Montreal. I was out there with Aisling Daly, and I was talking to the guy that gets the fights, and he's been looking for that, and I told him other things that I want on, and so I'm just waiting, and I'm training for a fight, so.
Yeah.
So how do you ring a guy up and say, do you want to fight me? Or something like that? You know what I mean? I wonder.
But like, to his used to do in jokes.
You can't stay in there forever. Yeah. Now, Mark,
I'm
injured.
You know, like, is there a list of people who you're to fight next, or can you go with them into, come on, do you not want to fight me? Paddy the Hooligan is here. Come on,
well,
face me.
They hire a half-naked guy, and you train, and you turn up, and you fight him. And that's the way it works. And I don't really think of it much more than that, to be honest. Yeah. Are you looking at me like that?
How do we get into this? I heard half-naked guy and they call him, and I'm just...
That's the way it is. Another martial artist gets hired and he comes to assault you in a room full of people. And that's how it works. Yeah. And I'm comfortable with that.
So will you get over to Vegas for the fight?
I don't know what's going on. John is over there now, and then with like the SPG team and things like that, I've been helping out doing a little bit of coaching, and then I'm looking into SPG talent now, so that's another thing in the works. And then so I'm busy, and the whole team is over there. Now I would love to be definitely over there with all the guys and everything, but there's a ship over here
You're
going
to Africa?
I'm going to Africa, yeah.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Peter Queeley, another one of our guys that'll be coming up, and he'll be UFC soon as well.
He's fighting over there, is he?
He's fighting on a show called EFC. He's fighting in Johannesburg.
Okay.
All right, okay.
I meet him he's in Mexico now.
Yeah.
So with Cottle, who's fighting in Mexico. So he flies from Mexico to Johannesburg. I meet him in Johannesburg.
Wow.
We beat a guy up there, and then we fly back to Dublin.
And what's the softer side of you? Go on.
Do you like classical music?
Do you listen to Red Wine and try and, you know, do you have a big teddy at home that you cuddle?
I've acquired a new teddy.
Have you?
I have me dog, and I just get things that I like, you know what I mean? And as I'd be saying, like, some of the hardest warriors are the softest spirits, you know what I mean? You can't walk around as a hard man all day. Usually that is a fear manifested, and if you walk around like all day,
that's their insecurity.
You have somebody to cover, you know what I mean? So, I walk around happy all day.
So would you relax in the evening and have a nice glass of red wine?
And
listen to a little classical music?
I like the Furies, and I like Macklemore, and I'll go all the way back into music. I listen to just like Celtic tunes.
Would you watch a good Jennifer Lopez rom-com?
No.
If the right lady asked you to.
Of course.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah,
That's all that matters. Yeah.
Well, the right lady's outside, isn't she?
Give her what she wants.
There's another great piece of advice in life, I got to say. Just before you go, do you want to apologise to the managing director of RT Radio for taking this parking space?
No.
Hey! Yes, Paddy the Hooligan.
When you start asking questions, it is not a takeover.
Paddy, so good to get you in. It really is. It's a real treat for us.
Thanks,
an amazing guy. Paddy the Hooligan, Hooligan, we're going to keep an eye on you, okay?
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you
so much for coming in.